Hello, I'm Adenike Adelakun, a health outcome scientist at GSK. On behalf of my co-authors, I'll be presenting data on real-world adherence and persistence to cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting injectable among people with HIV who are enrolled in the Canadian cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting patient support program. Persons living with HIV continue to have suboptimal adherence to oral daily antiretroviral therapy, leading to treatment failure, increased risk of morbidity or mortality, decreased health-related quality of life, and substantial economic burden. In a retrospective study of prescription data from 2010 to 2020, 44.7% of adult patients with HIV in Canada had suboptimal adherence to oral antiretroviral therapy. Long-acting antiretroviral therapy can benefit patients with adherence challenges. Cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting injectable is the only complete long-acting regimen for virologically suppressed people with HIV. A retrospective study of the cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting patient support program data was conducted between October 2022 and May 2024. The patient support program navigates reimbursement pathway for patients, with the patient support program nurses administering cabotegravir rilpivirine. Program provides ongoing injection support and appointment reminders. Adherence or proportion of days covered and persistence were evaluated. As shown in Figure 1, the adherence grace period was a plus or minus 7-day window between each injection, and the persistence grace period was 61 days for monthly dosing and 91 days for every 2-month dosing. Participants in the cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting patient support program were followed from their first injection with the patient support program to the interim data cutoff date of May 30, 2024. As shown in Table 1, 629 eligible people with HIV were identified for this interim analysis, with 233 people having follow-up of 365 days or more, and they were included in the 12-month cohort. For the 629 eligible people with HIV, 89.8% maintained the every 2 months cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting dosing schedule, while 3.8% switched from monthly to every 2 month dosing, as shown in Figure 2. For the 12-month cohort, 90.6% maintained a every 2 month cabotegravir rilpivirine dosing schedule. As shown in Table 2 and Figure 3, 98.7% of those in the 12-month cohort receiving cabotegravir rilpivirine were adherent, with a proportion of days covered greater or equal to 90% over a 365-day follow-up period. The median injections per participant through follow-up was 7, and fewer than 5 people received oral bridging. 95.3% of people remained persistent through the 365-day analysis period, as shown in Table 3, with 4.7% discontinuing cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting. The results are limited to people with HIV who received their injection from the cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting patient support program. Additionally, pill count of cabotegravir tablets or any other antiretroviral dispensed to patients for oral bridge are not part of the patient support program. And the study assumes that patients are 100% compliant to the oral bridge tablets based on the number of pills dispensed. In conclusion, high adherence and persistence to cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting were observed among Canadian people living with HIV receiving their injections to the cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting patient support program. And majority of participants were on cabotegravir rilpivirine every 2 months dosing. These results confirm prior studies from the United States where cabotegravir rilpivirine long-acting adherence and persistence have been reported to be high based on United States administrative claims data. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of our findings.